It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 rain,
rain. Well, I'm afraid we've got a bit more rain to get through. There is some sun in the forecast soon, too, though. The wet and cold can make us weary, but it also keeps the tree pollen down. And believe it or not, that's actually a big issue already this time of year. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We've talked about how meteorological spring is already here, and Cliff has more evidence to share. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast. How's it looking?
Well, wet right now. A weak front is moving through, so there's showers over much of Puget Sound. And in fact, because it's cool, there are some snowflakes at higher elevations that are mixing in, but there's no accumulation. That front will move through this morning, and I expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 40s the rest of the afternoon, so not too bad a day. Saturday will have dry conditions in the beginning, but a weak system with showers will come through Saturday afternoon, highs again in the upper 40s, and it looks like the best day of the weekend is going to be Sunday. There'll be some sun, a few clouds, and temperatures getting up near 50, so definitely Sunday is the better day, and it looks like Monday will be dry, probably most of Tuesday, and then showers coming in late Tuesday into Wednesday.
And with all this rain coming down, I don't really think about tree pollen much, but I know people with allergies do, and you've got some evidence about it being around.
That's right. You know, I don't measure pollen. There's some groups in Seattle that do. And pollen season began about a month ago with tree pollens. You know, we're talking about cedars and alders, and those with allergies, you know, certainly have noticed it. Now, what I found very fascinating is if you look at a plot of the tree pollen over time, it goes up and down, up and down. And so I compared that against days with precipitation, and the correlation was almost perfect. On days in which we had rain, the pollen levels would plummet. On the other hand, dry periods, that would allow the pollen levels to go up. So whether you are comfortable or not, if you have allergies, really depends on whether it's raining. People should be feeling pretty good today. Yesterday, on the other hand, when it was quite dry, the pollen levels were very, very high.
Another reason to be grateful for rain. Now, you've also seen evidence of birds on the radar, right?
That's right. I'm very excited about this. It turns out that you can track bird migrations with weather radar. Birds are wonderful targets. They're much better targets than a little raindrop. And so I've been watching day after day to see when the big migrations would start. And finally, on Wednesday night, I saw it for the first time. So Wednesday night into Thursday, I saw the sign of birds on the radar. And one way I can tell it's birds, you see this large, very light return on the radar. But most importantly, it starts at sunset and ends at sunrise. It appears that a lot of these birds that are migrating do it at night. They wait for the sun to go down, and then they head northward.
It's a clever take on bird watching, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, a number of groups, a number of ornithology groups, use weather radar as a way of measuring how many birds are migrating and when they start and stop. By the way, there's another reason I think the birds decided to start on that particular day. A warm front had moved through, and the winds aloft had become strong out of the south, but with little rain. And so the birds got a free ride with strong winds from the south moving to the north that really allowed them to go faster than normal.
Yeah, it's fun to look at these different signs of spring and how they correlate with the weather observations. It's also a good reminder about allergy season. A colleague told me that she's been getting a lot of dirty looks for her sniffles, but really she's just got allergies, not any virus like the new corona that everyone's so worried about.
That's right. And the last sign, and that's happening too with the cherry blossoms, they're starting to come out big time and in warmer places. At the university, I think they were a week or two away from the big bloom.
And that can make you sneeze too, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.